Chapter 44, Experiencing the True Self. Coming to know ourselves as the magnificent, true, divine self that we each are is the journey of a lifetime. It unfolds as we're ready, in the mysterious divine timing that none of us can plan for, none of us can anticipate. It happens through grace. And so the following experience will bring what it brings. It will be what it can be at this moment in your journey of awakening. And no matter how it unfolds, know that experiencing your true self is your future as a soul in the human experience. It is the goal of being here on earth. And of all the things that we go through that take us away from our true self and out into the human world over and over and over again, until at last, at some point in the journey, the arc of our experience turns and we begin to come back toward ourselves. And it's that moment in our evolutionary journey that so many souls on the planet are ready to experience. It's that point that so many souls have reached now, where they've explored and experienced just about everything that's possible out there in the world. And now the only frontier left is the inner frontier of consciousness, of remembering who and what we truly are, so that we can walk this earth as that, free of illusions, free of all the distortions and all the suffering that has burdened us through all of our lifetimes on this planet. It is that time now. And so the more you work with this sort of inner experience, the more the true self is going to come forward for you in your own experience of yourself. It's just the way it works. And so your first experience may not be the most radiant and luminous that you know is possible, but that's okay. We open as we can open, just as every flower opens to the sun and the water and the good soil and the nourishment as it can. It doesn't happen all at once. And so we can love ourselves through every stage of the process and know that we are blossoming no matter how we appear. Even if our bud seems tightly closed, we are blossoming. And so once again, let your body find a comfortable position, preferably sitting upright for this experience, and place your journal nearby. Allow your awareness to rest on your breath, feeling each breath coming in and going out through your nostrils. As your eyes gently close, feel your consciousness once again turning inward. Invite a few breaths to come and go while your awareness settles into your inner landscape. If emotions, thoughts or bodily sensations arise, with each in-breath, breathe into them and feel whatever is present. On each out-breath, turn the sensations over to the divine. Allow this process to continue until the sensations and thoughts fall away and a space of relative quiet is reached. Become aware of your entire body now as you continue to breathe and feel whatever is present. If you need more time for this settling in process, please push the pause button and return when you're ready to go on. Feel your intention to travel deeper within, to the Holy of Holies at your core, the soul lotus, where the true eternal self focalizes within your physical form. Feel how much you would like to experience your innermost divine nature. Then realize two things. One, you do not know how to make this happen. And two, that is okay. The truth is, there is no way any of us can do this on our own. We all need divine grace to show us the way. The time has come to turn the entire experience over to the one who knows how to facilitate it best. Ask the divine to lead you toward the soul lotus, the abode of the self, in the way that is perfect for you right now. And give thanks for the assistance you are about to receive. And so now we'll be moving toward the true self in the soul lotus, where it focalizes within our human form. Begin by inviting your breath into the area of your chest that is above and behind your physical heart. You might like to place a hand over that area. This is where the soul lotus is already beginning to blossom within you. And placing a hand over that part of your body will help your awareness to stay focused there. As a few breaths come and go, feel the sensations that are present in this part of your being. With each in-breath, feel what is there. On each out-breath, let the sensations go. Turn them over to God. Let each breath soften and open the area in your upper chest. Again, feel how much you want to experience the divine core of your being. Know that whatever arises is part of the path home. Nothing is extraneous. Nothing needs to be rejected. Whether feelings or thoughts or distracting sensations arise, know that they are all part of the process, or they wouldn't be there. These are all layers of the overcoats that are ready to fall away today. Surrender into the mysterious unfoldment of the journey. Let go of the steering wheel. You are not doing this. The divine is. Now invite the soul lotus to come forth into your awareness. See it, feel it, sense it, in whatever ways it presents itself to you. Enjoy beholding this flower of holiness deep within your being. This is the sacred abode, the innermost home of the self that you are. Ask the soul lotus to open and reveal the divine within. invite the true eternal self to come forth in whatever ways it likes. All you need to do is maintain your awareness in the area of the soul lotus and be receptive to whatever ways the soul begins to come forth. It may present itself through a feeling or a light, a symbol, or in some other manner. A deep peace and stillness may come over you. You may have an indescribable sensation of the unique essence of your being, that which makes you, you. You might sense the soul lotus opening like a flower, revealing the light of the true self at its core. We'll allow some time now to be present with whatever unfolds. Let yourself fully enjoy the merging of your human self with your true eternal self. Invite the breath to amplify the sensations and experiences that are taking place within the soul lotus, deep in your chest. Let whatever is happening expand and continue for as long as it likes. Let yourself have and savor everything that is a part of your experience. At any point, you're free to push the pause button to go more deeply into whatever is unfolding. If it seems as though nothing is happening, just continue to breathe and feel whatever is present. If overcoats of thought and feeling or judgments on yourself arise, witness them, feel them, and turn them over to God. Remember, believing the thoughts and judgments is optional. For many people, the journey goes back and forth, in and out. You may encounter some overcoats, and then as they drop away, you may glimpse or feel more of your divine essence. Then more overcoat layers may surface. Self-judgments may arise. I'm not doing this right. Other people are able to do this, but not me. Then another waft of essence, peace, stillness. The journey usually alternates between these two primary facets of the process. Rarely does it progress in a straight line or land permanently in the home of the soul. Instead, your awareness will probably meander through your inner landscape in a wandering, non-linear fashion. When you are open to the mystery, unpredictable blessings often arrive. Continue to turn the entire process over to the divine. And trust that it is unfolding in the right way for you at this time. Breathe, feel, and drop more deeply into being present within your divine core. Just for a moment, or maybe forever, feel the sacred essence of you that shines forth when all overcoats fall away. Feel the expansiveness of your true nature. You are experiencing yourself as the Self with a capital S. This is what is most real and true about you. When we rest in the Self, we know this is who we really are. Remind yourself, if I hang on to these overcoats, who I really am remains hidden. Enjoy coming out of hiding. Let your awareness rest in the sacred space above your heart for as long as you like. Glory in the unique essence of the divine that is your true self. Affirm that you are this. Rest in your true nature for as long as you like. And when you're ready, you can return to the book and read the reflections section.